I think this episode's gonna be gay.
Open your purse.
Gay rights!
Let's go! Let's go, lesbians! Let's go!
You're listening to It's a Gay Area with Ruby and Patrick. Buckle up, bitch.
Hello, you're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3, Drag Race Recap.
Drag Race Recap. Welcome back.
My name is Ruby Innes.
My name is Patrick Clancy, and we have our special Drag Race correspondent in the studio, Daniel Kitty.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. It's You're an welcome. Honor to be here.
So yes, for the foreseeable future, for at least while season 12 of Drag Race is airing, we will be doing a recap of it every week. Every week we will, and we'll be talking at you about it.
And it's going to be very exciting and fun and cool.
We promise. I know. But yes, Drag Race Season 12 has started. It started on the day of the Mardi Gras Parade. The 29th was the first episode.
It half started.
It did half start because much like Season 6, it was split up into two premieres.
Isn't that funny that six seasons later they decided to reintroduce
that? I did think about that. I was thinking like Season maybe every sixth season.
Every sixth season, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is a bit of a sort of just we want more episodes.
Yeah.
We want more viewers.
Yeah. Can I say it? I don't get it.
No, you can't.
I thought it. What, like. Yeah, I thought the episode was a little boring for a premiere. I don't think that they brought that much. And I feel like it partially had something to do with having half the cast there.
I agree. And like sort of the big sort of draw in for the premiere was like, we have Nicki Minaj as a guest judge. I feel like they wasted her a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, what about the rest? Like, given next week they do have Robin as a guest judge.
Yeah. God, Robin.
We're
yes.
excited.
Like, I would be more excited about Robin than
yeah,
Nicki Minaj.
Same.
But also, like, those queens, they just don't get to see... Like, yeah, we got to see Nicki Minaj.
Are they not in the next episode?
I think they're going to be, like, at the end, be like, ooh, we're here. Ooh,
Yeah, because that's what I'm very confused about. The splitting up of the... opening seems very confusing to me. But as well, the queens that we've seen this week, are they going to be there next week? Are they going to keep them out and then have the other, like, six,
yeah, so
seven?
It's going to be another episode where it's like those six queens do a challenge and everything and a runway, and at the end they're going to come back into the workroom and they're just going to be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's like them, like, posing.
Well, I've thought about that too, because in it, Rue explains that she only wanted to have seven queens in the first episode so we could all have a more intimate introduction to them and get to know them better. But I still really don't feel like I personally got to know them any better than if... all of the cast were there. Yeah.
I think it's more to do with screen time.
Yeah.
Not screen time. More to do with like the length of time we see them rather than like the more confessionals they do.
But I think if we're thinking realistically when it comes to Drag Race, I don't think anybody from the first episode goes, I know this queen now. Like it takes watching the season of Drag Race, takes a few episodes to be like, these are the queens that I know and I like.
To be honest, it took me a really, really long time to see Trixie in the same light that everybody else saw Trixie in around the time that season 7 aired, because I just really didn't feel like I got her to that level.
And I think that's exactly the thing. Like, she was only on for a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Like everyone loves her now, of course.
Yeah.
But that's because we've seen her more.
Yeah, well, and Trixie's fame, and I guess... fan base, I think a lot came from her online show with Katia, as well as her music career.
Yeah.
So, like...
And her makeup mogul.
And her makeup mogulness.
Yeah.
Mogulness.
But yes, we are going to be reviewing a couple of the fashions. There wasn't really any drama on this episode, which I was upset about.
Same.
I know, like...
Hives.
But that was her against Kale. That was Heidi against Kale.
Yeah, was it Kale?
It wasn't Kale.
Yeah.
It would have been something else.
I got hives from barbecue sauce as a kid once and thought I was allergic and then didn't eat it again, but...
Did you eat it again now?
Yes, I do.
Are you allergic?
No.
I'm really happy for you. No, I'm allergic to shrimp, but that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
This is about... Yes, yeah, so one of the... Like, the most dramatic thing was one of the contestants just had to go to hospital, and we didn't even get to see it.
It wasn't aired. It was after they filmed the episode.
And I feel like they didn't treat
disappointing.
It... Disappointing. They didn't treat it with the respect it was due. It was just like, I went to the ER, and they were just like, that's not an excuse, girl.
Yeah, that was really weird how, like, she was like, I went to the ER, I had an allergic reaction, it freaked me out, and they were all like, mm-hmm.
But to top it off, it was right after Nicki Minaj roasted her about how Nicki hated her makeup. And Nicki wasn't just like, I don't really feel your makeup. She was like, I hate your makeup.
No, I thought that was going to be like a weird edit, like they do in commercials. Like, I hate how much I love you. But I hate, you look ugly.
Yeah.
You look ugly, girl.
And then she's like, but I had hives.
Yes. And, but yeah, the fashion this episode, it was neither here nor there for me. So they did, much like seasons, they're really a fan of bringing back earlier seasons now. They did a thing with season 7's mini challenge where it was a spring runway and a fall runway.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the fashion challenges because I like looking at pretty things.
Yeah.
But it, I don't know, like one of the examples is Britta Filter, one of the contestants, or Britta because they can't pay the copyright for Britta Filter.
Yeah, yeah.
She wore two dresses that were very similar.
First one was beautiful, I will say.
Yeah.
First one was nice.
Beautiful,
but the second one didn't bring anything new.
Exactly. And it was just sort of like, yeah, you look good, but like I'm not excited. There was no Violet Chachki unbelting, flip it around moment.
And that's the thing. I feel like as the seasons go on and people pioneer trends and introduce new things, I feel like the queens who were inspired by watching that are going to do perhaps a more watered down version of that. Probably better. And I'm hoping that in the future, if people are inspired by other queens, because we all get inspired.
Yeah, of course.
I hope that they're able to top it off, make it better, be the cherry on top.
Oh God, absolutely. And I'll just quickly go through the, we'll all quickly go through the runways for the spring and fall. So yeah, Britta Filter, like nothing exceptional, still lovely. Widow, I don't remember her second outfit, but the first outfit was a lovely Missy Elliott neoprene sort of moment, which
neon
I enjoyed.
Pink, yellow and green. She had a green and pink color blocking jacket and then the bra.
Yellow bra under. Yeah. I really liked it. I thought it was beautiful. Yeah. And the pigtails. I thought it was very cute.
I think neon can go so wrong so easily. Yeah. So it needs to be done with some taste. You need to know what you're doing with it for it to look good. And I think she did that, which was good.
And I think unzipping the jacket to pull out the bra, I thought that was an extra touch to it because she could have just as easily walked down. Like pheromone, she thought, I'm not going to reveal.
No, so I think I think that was really good. Jackie Cox did a really nice pair of 60s fashions. Both were lovely.
Yeah.
Stunning.
They were both really nice.
What I liked was that, like, her spring and fall, it really was like spring and fall of the 60s. And, like, they obviously were both 60s inspired, but despite that, they were very different outfits and kind of showed off the different. Because, like, we think 60s fashion and we think a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
We think 90s fashion and we think a certain thing. But she showed two aspects of 60s fashion, both incredibly well done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I do think I can see a theme with her where it's just like her runway look, which was the theme for the runway was proper runway was sparkles.
Yeah.
Her runway look was also very like 50s, 60s pinup sort of vibe. Again, really pretty, but is she going to do that for the whole time?
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what she does. Next, we'll go to Crystal. So Crystal Method, I will just say
hot,
really attractive boy, nice mullet, looks like a bit of a wild card.
Yeah.
And I like that.
He's totally that type of boy that, you know, is up at all hours of the night and you message him to come around. He's more than willing to, and he brings you cigarettes and weed.
That's what we want. Yes, I will just, say, her entrance look, the neon green clown. I loved it.
I dig it.
I thought it was so good.
And clowns always do really well.
I know, they do. Yeah. But, like, well. I think it was really lovely. And, like, people going, like, oh, here's another clown. Yeah, and she looks better than you.
And I think her look really stood out from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I look at that look, I don't think it's... I don't think it's all she's capable of.
Yeah.
And I think when people do think of, what am I going to wear? I need to make a good impression. First impression's the best impression. Mm-hmm. They go all out and that's it.
Yeah.
And then they flatline for the rest of the season, whereas I'm excited to see more from her.
Absolutely. Like her runways. The first one was a bit of a caftan-y moment from what I remember. I wasn't in love with it, but it was still fine. But the spring, I think. Was the second one spring?
Fall. The first one was spring. The second one was fall.
It was a nip.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger moment.
Yeah. So good.
Like, not only did it look gorgeous, great reference.
Yeah.
Like,
the band-aids on the head?
Yes, oh. Absolutely. And that's like the level of attention to detail that I really appreciate about a queen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And next, Heidi in Closet, Miss Hive. She did refer to leopard print as leprosy print, and from that moment on, I was sold and I love her.
She's just so funny, and it's obvious that she's very genuine as well. Like, she's not putting like a fucking filter on herself. She's like,
and she's just nervous.
I'm from a small town. Yeah. Like, this is me.
Mm-hmm. And like, she's doing the best she can, and we love it. Yeah. And like, as we said, Nicki Minaj was very mean to her. And they also, we would like to know, like, they also were just like, you should fucking change your name.
Yeah. Like, and I personally think that we shouldn't be judging drag queens by their names.
I agreed. I'm just sort of like, well, if she likes it, like, unless it's like offensive.
Yeah. And I don't think that is offensive.
No.
We were talking about it last night and I was like, I kind of get it because like, it's probably like, you know, that they're probably seeing it as like a bit of a step back. But then I had a good think about it and I'm like, who the fuck cares? She can choose whatever name she likes.
Yeah, like it's just like it's, and like I think she copped it pretty well. Mm. She was pretty good about the whole thing. I haven't watched Untucked. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, Untucked was funny because Nicki Minaj came out the back and she's like, "Why you don't like my face?" Really good.
That's good. But yes, Heidi, both of her outfits were, she did have an unfortunate mishap. She did have a hat fall off.
Yeah.
But she kept going. She did keep going. And there was a death drop in it too.
Yeah.
And
I actually think her fall look was much better, really big step up.
Mm-hmm.
I personally didn't get spring from the first look. I just felt like it was a color explosion and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for a fashion challenge and for the first episode,
mm-hmm.
I would have probably revised my idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But like, I'm really excited to see what she does. Yeah. Like, I'm really excited to see. And then we had Gigi Good.
Gigi Good.
One of the most well-known queens, I would say, going into this season.
She is probably the it girl at the moment. She's everywhere in LA. Everyone loves her. And it's a well-known fact that her mother is a theatrical costume designer.
I know.
And when you hear that, you think, oh, her mom made enough. If you didn't know what it looked like, you'd think, oh, she's probably just wearing something cheap and ugly. She's just wearing it because her mum made it. No, her mum is phenomenal.
Her mum goes in.
It's amazing.
Like, and her Instagram, I started to follow her mum's Instagram, and it's just so lovely. Yes. It's like, recently, this is sort of beside the point, but she's like, people might not know this, but I actually have 3 sons, and I love them all very much. And I'm just like, oh.
I think Gigi Good is she's beautiful. And when seeing her outfits, I was a bit worried that like, oh, okay, we're going into Violet. We're seeing Violet again.
Yeah.
But she's real goofy. Yeah. She's really funny. And she's got personality and she's just she's very polished as well.
Yeah.
Her looks look great. And it's not like an Instagram situation of like they look great on Instagram, but then
it's consistent and out of Drag Race. And like, I follow her and like a bunch of people from the House of Avalon, Simone in particular, love Simone. But like, every time I see them, I'm just like, you're always in a new outfit. It always looks fantastic. And you always look beautiful. That's another thing. Like, very polished, perfect makeup.
They're really setting the type of standard that I think that other queens should have as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And her looks were all incredible. Her runway look was a pirate look.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That was her entrance look.
Yes.
Her entrance. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Her entrance look.
What was
yes.
her runway look?
Her runway look was she had a Riddler
sparkle green suit with a latex shirt and just helmet.
Yes,
hair.
That was her runway look. Yeah. And the mini challenge was
she had the
I've got it written down.
The motorcycle.
Yes, it
lady,
was a pastel.
And it was pastel.
Pastel.
It was beautiful.
The pastel motor.
Pants and jacket.
It was
stunning.
So beautiful.
She looked like a Barbie doll.
She looked
like a perfect Barbie doll.
Beautiful neon yellow hair.
It was so beautiful.
And she had a helmet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she had a helmet.
There were three helmets.
Yeah, and then in the full look, she was a jockey.
A tartan jockey dominatrix.
And it was very sexy. That was very violet, but also so well done.
Yeah, absolutely. And to think that she's only 21 and her mind is so good at putting it together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Whenever I meet any drag queens who are like beautiful and also younger than me, I get very angry.
Same.
Like when one of the great drag queens in Sydney, King, I learned she was only 19 and I was like, how dare you look this good?
Yeah.
Well, Violet was
Violet was 21. She was young.
I thought she was 19.
I don't think you can get on when you're 19.
Okay.
I think you have to be 21 at least.
No, she was 21. She was 21.
Tatiana was younger, but that's because she lied.
But I think what it comes down to is the comfortability that these people have as the world's becoming a more better place. And younger kids are... They feel more comfortable being able to experiment with drag and work on their craft and be passionate about fashion and makeup and art because those are all things.
Yeah, and not having to do it in like secret.
Yeah, and those are all things that I really didn't necessarily get to do as explicitly as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, there was Nikki Doll, the first French queen to be on Drag Race.
Wee
wee.
Wee wee.
I love French people.
She's so cute.
She's adorable. Oh.
She speaks the language of love.
I know.
She does. Yeah. And we love that.
We love that.
I feel like she's really pushing the French thing, to be completely honest. She's like...
if she doesn't do
I'm
a look,
I'm trying to drop hints that I'm French, and then she's like, "I'm French."
If there's not a look with like a beret, a drawn on moustache, and just a baguette purse,
just truly.
A baguette purse, I would love it.
But also, I actually really loved her runways in the challenge as well. Looks in the spring fall challenge.
Yeah.
The first one was a purple. Flower type moment,
yes.
And it was all monochrome purple. It was stunning, and it flowed beautifully as she walked. And
I would have liked a different wig, if I'm going to be honest.
I would have liked no sleeve. I wasn't a fan of the sleeve,
but she looked really beautiful. Like the flowers were so well done. I just didn't like the wig with it. That was my only thing.
And then her second look was a tuxedo style jumpsuit, and it was very Karl Lagerfeld. And she had a huge transparent hat.
It was very fashion illustration.
Very very beautiful.
Loved it. Mm. Yeah, I also love anything with just like. Black white shirt, black corset. Like, it's simple, but like, if you do it well, and the hat especially, it was very much like, you've put thought into this.
Very French.
Very French. Very French. Hon.
Hon, hon, wee, wee.
But yes, that was all the looks. Then they did a challenge
a
rap challenge where they had to write their own verses for a rap. I'm going to say this was one of the worst songs they've had.
Yeah.
It was not very good.
Look, individually, I think the raps could have been something, but together, I feel like...
It was disjointed. Mm.
Yeah.
I think it was definitely a risk making that the first maxi challenge.
I agree.
And it didn't really pay off.
I think usually the first a good first challenge is just a design challenge or something. Mm. Like,
but then every time they do that, you see on the internet, everyone's complaining about how, it's another sewing challenge.
Yeah, that's true.
And season 10 had a lot of design challenges. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like, the design challenges are good because you can like, you can see what they can do and you get more time in just the workroom talking.
Yeah.
So you, like, that's the thing. You learn more about them as people.
Yeah.
But yes, the judge was Nicki Minaj. Very good judge. She did a good job.
I agreed too. Yeah. And there have been a lot of judges that I question their place on the panel. I often think, what do they know about drag? Why are they there? Sure, they probably have a large queer fan base, but does that warrant them talking about drag?
Yes.
What do they have to say?
Yeah, I think it's very much like, we're getting these people because they are known by our fan base, not because, like, that's why Lady Gaga was a good judge. Nicki Minaj, like, I would say she's a bit less draggy.
Yeah.
Like, still, she...
absolutely disagree.
Well,
I absolutely disagree.
Compared
to
Gaga.
As someone that wears... yeah, of course, anybody compared to Gaga would be considered less draggy, but considering, like, Nicki Minaj, like, she's wearing wigs all the time.
Yeah,
she's constantly turning a look. Like, there's very much, we see so much drag in like African American female performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I would disagree that she's not really as draggy. I think a lot of drag is inspired from black culture.
Oh, no, absolutely.
But also we see it a lot with the black female rappers these days.
I agree with you, especially because we have people like Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion. And there are girls popping up everywhere really serving it.
I know. Like, and Doja Cat's latest music video. I was assaulting Ruby about it because I was like, you should watch that. It's really good.
But I think... What I really find really annoying when it comes to guest judges is we can see that Lady Gaga was a fantastic guest judge, as was Nicki Minaj. What I find really fucking annoying is the edits that have, like, them voicing their opinion about the drag queens and then, like, I don't know, them cutting to fucking, like, Michelle Visage and she's like a face, like, what does she know?
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you bring them to guest judge if you're going to feel weird about them judging?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I think that's a lot. Well, I do agree. I think it is a lot of the editing where it's just like, that's probably her making that face was probably
completely unrelated.
Yeah. Completely unrelated.
Yeah, and there are videos on YouTube where you see compilations of chopped together drama by the production.
Yeah.
But I think Nicki Minaj was very... she provided feedback.
Mm-hmm.
She was critical. She was realistic. She looked at it from a performance perspective.
I love when they have notes. You can see they've been taking notes. And you're like, this.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of the guest judges have been lazy and they'll fixate on one thing and be like...
A lot of them are just like... A lot of them sound scripted. Like,
you
know they... get given stuff to say by the, like, jokes in regards to RuPaul or whatever.
They
get given that to say, but it sounds like they're being told to say it. Nicki Minaj, very natural.
Yeah.
It was good.
I would rather
it.
Have Nicki Minaj any day than that straight guy that was cheering. Who was that? And that one episode, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
Yes, we remember now. That man was irritating.
Now that I've brought it back, it's going to be sticking with everyone.
Irritating.
Just blood coming out of my nose.
But
yes, so they did the challenge. They came back on the runway. Notable looks from the main runway. I would say the standout for me was Crystal Method in, like, red glittery bodysuit with a tail, and her makeup was gorgeous. I will note, though, in the challenge, Crystal's foundation was verging on blackface. It was very dark.
Interesting.
It was very, very dark.
Yeah. I mean, when it came to the runway, obviously, like Crystal Method was a standout. I think Britta's look was so polished and it suited her so well. No, I thought it was fantastic.
I liked it, but I did not like it with the pants. I would have preferred it with no pants and a longer skirt.
I liked the pants. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like there was a lot of focus to detail in the outfit.
It was very well executed.
It seemed like every single part of it was really heavily thought about to make sure it all went together. I really liked it.
Yes. Unfortunately, Heidi wasn't great on the main runway.
Yeah.
It was a nice dress.
The dress was beautiful.
But, like, the wig was quite poorly styled.
Absolutely. It was a really cheap finger wave pussycat wig, and it didn't have a lace, which isn't an issue. We don't need to shame people for not wearing lace fronts.
Yeah.
But... you can just tell that the hairline was really, really bad, and she stuck dollar store gems around it to try to disguise it.
And, like, you can definitely do that well by disguising the wig. Like, Morgan McMichaels in the All Stars 3 promo with the gold leaf around the hairline, that was really good.
Yeah.
But, like, unfortunately in this case,
that
it didn't
outfit
work.
Would have looked so nice with a different wig.
I thought you were going to say that outfit was going to look so, would have looked so nice on me.
If I wore it. And the makeup was unfortunate.
Yeah, and that's when it Nicki Minaj just said, I hate your face.
Yeah.
Which was, it was a little brutal. Come
it
on.
Was, especially since her and Kale broke up.
Oh, yes, so yeah. Poor Kale.
Poor
so
Kale.
Yeah, Heidi in Closet tried Kale for the first time. Went to hospital, so
he does that to a lot of girls apparently.
Jackie Cox looked really good, as I said, like in a nice pink, like chiffon tulle sort of gown, nice 50s hair.
I do love Jackie. I think it was really nice. Really clever.
I really really like her style.
They did her dirty though when I think it was Nicki was just like mentioned you could still see her stubble.
Yeah,
they cut to a close-up of it.
Yeah,
and my friend I was watching was like, they did her dirty.
Yeah.
And I feel like I understand those types of things. It's a competition. You should probably be as close to perfection as you can be. And I understand that they have time constraints and this and that. But in real life, if we saw a trans woman with a little bit of stubble or a bit of a bulge or things like that, I wouldn't point it out.
Oh, God, absolutely.
I feel like it's things that might not change. I also don't think small things like that make a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
also, not to mention, she's Persian. Like it's fucking... Like, you got to take into account that, like, a lot of white people have it easy when it comes to body hair. Mm-hmm. But for non-white people... body hair will literally, like, you'll shave it, it comes back in a day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, absolutely.
Comes back in a few hours.
So unless she gets permanent hair reduction, which I don't think she should have to do her job.
Absolutely. And so we'll see how that goes. And then after the runway they did the regular lip sync.
It had a twist. So they decided after deliberating that there would be nobody going home this episode.
Yeah,
which, I don't like.
No, I like it when someone loses so I can point and laugh.
And now this means now this means next episode no one's going to go home.
Does it?
I think so.
Hmm.
So
I think everyone go home.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
To bedtime.
My opinion.
Yeah. No, but like that means like if they follow the same format next episode.
Yeah.
It's going to like it's 3 weeks of not.
Yeah. The third episode realistically is going to be the first episode.
Well,
exactly.
Hopefully the third episode is dramatic as all fuck.
It better
because,
be.
Yeah.
It really better be.
Because
yeah.
that's what I want. I want to. I hate seeing it in real life, but when I'm at home and want to be entertained, I want to watch people's feelings get hurt.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
It's so good.
Just, like, bully her. Bully her now. You can apologize after the show's done.
But speaking of the next episodes, unfortunately, our time is up. But
we'll be here every
week.
Every
week. For episode two.
Yeah, and we're going to have a whole new cast of queens to critique.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll be fucking talking about it.
Thank you so much for coming in, Daniel. Where can people find you?
You can find me on I Hate Daniel Kitty on Instagram. And my Twitter is linked in the bio as well. It's too hard to explain.
Love that.
Valid.
But yes, we will be back here next week with a new review.
Peace out.
Goodbye.